This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Trump is unveiling an American Artificial Intelligence Initiative. Now, some of you are thinking, what is that? Don't we not like artificial intelligence? Well, Donald Trump is signing an executive order to actually help us prepare for the rise of the robots. You know, one thing I got to give Trump a lot of credit for is he really seems to, have his finger on the pulse from an economy standpoint. You know, while a lot of us are kind of hemming and hawing and going, oh, robots are cool, and yeah, you know, I think that's fine, that, you know, we could go to a kiosk or whatever. You know, I think, you know, we've known that robots were going to take over for a while now, right? You know, but I think Trump is like one of the first to say, okay, let's kind of maybe, you know, do something about it. I just kind of love how he's very economy-oriented. So this order, I guess, will ask federal government agencies to dedicate more resources and investment into research, promotion, and training on artificial intelligence. Now, under the American AI Initiative, the administration will direct agencies to prioritize AI investments in research and development, increase access to federal data and models for that research, and prepare workers to adapt to the era of AI. Now, what is supposed to happen? Well, get this. The World Economic Forum has unveiled its latest predictions for the future of jobs for your eye. Its 2018 report surveyed executives representing 15 million employees in 20 economies. The nonprofit group, World Economic Forum, expects robots, AI, and other forms of automation to drastically change the workplace within the next, get this, 4 years. They expect 75 million jobs to be displaced. They do, though, think that there's going to be 133 million jobs created. So there's going to be possibly new jobs associated with the automation, as opposed to just us being replaced. And they think it's almost going to be twice the amount of what we're losing. But then we're going to have to be skilled. Maybe we're supposed to run the robots or know how to fix the automation. I don't know. They say the share of the workforce that is going to require an upskilling is 54%. Companies expecting to cut their workforce, 50%. But companies expecting to hire specialist contractors is 48%. Companies expecting to grow their workforce is 38%. Companies expecting automation to grow their workforce is 28%. So what we're getting from the World Economic Forum, and again, you don't know if they're just trying to make us feel better, but their data says, look, there's going to be a lot of jobs lost, a lot of jobs lost. But there are going to be a lot of jobs to gain if you pick the right job. And if you fill a deficit that is going to exist when automation comes in. So, like, for example, you know, we have a lot of, let's look at fast food. So we have a lot of workers running fast food, running the cashier, running all that, okay? So you have people skilled in cashier, skilled in money. You have people skilled in cooking. You have people skilled in ordering and customer service. Those people may not be needed with the kiosks in fast food, okay? But then, what will you need? Well, you will need some backup people, right? If a kiosk breaks or whatever. You will also need somebody that can supervise the automation, make sure it's doing that right. You also need somebody on that could be right there, IT, right? I mean, IT has been one of the biggest booming industries because we have so many computers, we don't have enough people that know how to fix them. And Lord, IT, they're the supermen of any organization. Whoever knows IT is the bomb. They should be paid triple what they're making. They are the bomb. And so you now need on-site IT people. Now, how many McDonald's and Jack... I used to work at Jack in the Box. I worked at Jack in the Box. I did drive-thru, cashier, cook, everything. Fries. We never had somebody for computers. If a cash register was down, we'd just use a different cash register. You cook by hand. You could do everything by hand. So we had it handled. Now, they're going to have to be staffed by people who can do computers. And who can, you know, manage things, because if the robot or the machine or whatever crumps, you're in trouble. So that now leads to a whole new sort of industry. I don't, though, see that surpassing the number of people losing their jobs. One IT person, you know, might all be necessary for every fast food restaurant as opposed to, you know, seven workers. But it shows that there are industries. Same thing with medicine. Okay, computers are taking over medicine. We see telemedicine, and I've been doing telemedicine now, and I love it. But I need much different staff support than I did in my brick-and-mortar medical office. In my brick-and-mortar medical office, I needed nurses. I needed, you know, staff. I needed, you know, somebody to do inventory, etc. Now, doing telemedicine, I need computer. I need tech. I need backup call, right? I need, you know, pharmacies to, you know, receive the information, etc. It's more electronic. It's more computer generated. So any issue I've had taking care of patients from a telemedicine standpoint, it's all been tech, IT, computer. So that's where the money is. That's where the industry is. And so I agree with Trump setting up this initiative, right, starting to educate us on what we need, all right, figuring out where we need to train, how we need to train, how to support those jobs and those trainings, cybersecurity, privacy, all that stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, what's going on here? Okay, this is apparently President Trump had a 4-hour physical exam on Friday. I didn't know about this. Did you guys know? Okay, I didn't know. And I guess everything came out fine. And I guess White House doctor Sean Conley said Donald Trump was in very good health and said he is expected to remain so for the duration of his presidency and beyond. Now, a former Obama administration health official is slamming the results of President Donald Trump's recent medical exam and called the White House doctor a disgrace. Ron Klain, a former U.S. Ebola response coordinator and chief of staff to Vice President Al Gore and Joe Biden, blasted Dr. Conley's results on Twitter. This is being reported by Daily Mail, and Ron Klain wrote, "No doctor can predict someone's future health. He said, "This is a disgrace to an office with a great tradition of professionalism. just another institution turned into a joke by a president, he writes, determined to make anyone willing to submit an instrument of his lies. Okay, hold the phone. Hold the phone right there. Okay, this is... Okay, I have a problem. I'm a doctor, and I can't tell you how many times I am asked to give a letter saying if somebody is cleared for the military, if they are cleared for surgery, if they are in good health. Scuba diving. If you scuba dive, right, you need a letter saying you will be able to, in the future, be underwater scuba diving. It's not for 1 minute into the future. It's for an extended period of time in the future. And Ron Klain is not a doctor. I believe he's a lawyer. So who is he to start bad-mouthing the White House doctor or anybody else in medicine? Now, I get people don't like Donald Trump, and they're hoping that his age, unfortunately, will cause his leaving the White House. I think that's thick. I mean, we're showing respect to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, she's in her 80s, suffering bouts of cancer, and, you know, nobody's calling for her to resign. President Trump gets a clean bill of health, and everybody has a poop fit. Come on, people. So, Klain was appointed Ebola czar in 2014 after a number of confirmed cases. He's a lawyer, not a medical professional. And again, I do like lawyers, but why is he overstepping? Just because you were the Ebola czar doesn't mean you are a flight surgeon, you're a family medicine doctor, you're an internist, you're a pharmacist, you're a nurse. It doesn't mean you have that qualification. You're a lawyer, you're an attorney. Your specialty is law. So he was the then President Obama's appointment, and he really didn't have expertise in Ebola either, but so he was criticized, but that's a whole other story. So the results of Trump's physical exam by Conley was made public. And President Trump, when there's going to be something that's going to draw a lot of media attention, he dumps it out there on a Friday, which is why none of us really talked about it. But apparently, he said that he has good genes. He does have, overweight. His doctor wants him on a diet and exercise plan, wants him losing 10 to 15 pounds. Apparently, he's been seen eating McDonald's. And, so did Bill Clinton, although Bill Clinton has had heart issues. And he does like fast food. Donald Trump's going to do things his way, and, you know, if God forbid he leaves this earth, he's going to leave it his way, and, you know, but there's this discussion that keeps coming up on when is it our business? And with it being our business, when do we have a say in who could be our president and who not, or who could be our Supreme Court justice or not, based on their health? Now, we want people at the helm that do not have mental illness. Unfortunately, it's so politically driven that everybody claims somebody has mental illness and they're not doctors. So, obviously, somebody of sound mind is crucial. Somebody having cancer is still fit for duty. He can still serve as president. Somebody who's an amputee is still fit for duty. Now, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. He still remained in office. Now, rumor had it his wife ran the country. But Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. FDR had polio. He was wheelchair-bound, had melanoma. Had high blood pressure. Still ran the country. So, if people who were actually sick, and Donald Trump isn't sick, knock on wood, ran the country before him, people need to kind of lay off. I mean, people had a big problem with Obama smoking. I didn't criticize. He wants to smoke. Let him smoke. I mean, it's not going to affect, you know, whoever pushes the red button. Okay? There should be some element of respect, and there isn't. It's such disrespect that we have. When Congress people use cuss words, you know, and it's a joke what Washington looks like to other countries. But what should be private and what shouldn't? If a president gets HIV, should that be public? And I say no. His medical issue is any medical issues he or she may have, private, etc. But somebody could argue, well, if HIV could cause the demise of the president, and we need to be prepared for a vice president taking over. My answer to that is, well, first of all, we have amazing treatments for HIV. Maybe we don't have an actual cure, but we are doing phenomenally, and HIV isn't a death sentence anymore, thank God. So somebody having HIV can be treated. Let's just say, you know, same thing with cancer. Just because somebody has cancer doesn't mean it's a death sentence. Look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter had stage 4 melanoma. He's still doing fine. Still doing fine. So, you know, tell me a disease that's terminal, and then once that has the potential to be terminal, but that also can be treated. That's not going to make me want to have them leave office. You know, we talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, when does she call it? When does she retire and take care of herself? Well, she's not going to give up that seat, and the Democrats don't want her to give up that seat, especially with Trump in power. Where it affects you or I is she able to make a sound decision? You know, is she well enough to do her job? So, is she reading the briefs? I understand she's not actually in the Supreme Court, but is she, you know, viewing the video, reading all the documents, and then making a decision? Is anybody watching her? Is anybody determining that? Or is it somebody else making the decision for her? That's something that then the public does get to know. Her having cancer and how she's doing with the cancer, that's her private thing. But is she doing her job? Same thing with any president. Okay, who actually is making the decisions? Now, with Woodrow Wilson, they were able to keep it kind of hush-hush. But, you know, and, you know, presidents are allowed to be advised, but who is actually signing the bills? Who is actually, you know, reading and making the decision? We do have a right to know. And if somebody has a medical condition that is causing them to be impaired, I mean, like we all saw Veep, right? When she had plastic surgery, the vice president had to take over, right? Because in case she had a problem, I don't know, she had her eyelids done or something like that. So, you know, we do have a right to know who is in charge and when they're in charge. All right. Do we need to know all the nitty gritty details? Probably not. But I think, you know, every time the president gets his physical, I mean, honestly, there's better news. There's bigger news out there. But my problem is if somebody isn't doing their job, I really would like to know. Okay. President Trump sounds like he's all over the place. But I would like to know, you know, who is the one that, you know, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually, you know, before she's making a decision, actually reading these, and do we deserve to have that proof? Thing is it's not very, very easy. And people do deserve privacy while they're going through chemo or while they're going through radiation or any other sort of treatment. So, Ron Klain, I think that was completely out of line. Somebody has a healthy physical, then, you know, you say congratulations. We always wish for good health of people. I thought that was pretty ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats, and at the end of the day, we have an obligation that's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
Senate Democrat from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar is in the running for the Oval Office now as the 58-year-old officially launched her candidacy in front of a crowd of supporters, braving a 14-degree snowy weather event in Minneapolis yesterday. She's running as a moderate, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like to sit here and, you know, do a sob story and, you know, make you guys feel sorry for us doctors and medical workers. But apparently, there is a reality out there that's not very, that's really, really disturbing. So, apparently, in Great Britain, the Medical Defense Union has been warning doctors to hide their families on social media because they are being given rape threats or death threats by patients. And 3/4 of doctors have been assaulted or threatened by a patient. I'm surprised it's only 3/4. I have. I mean, I think the average doctor gets threatened by a patient and gets assaulted. I've had my butt touched. I've had my boob touched. I've had people grab at me. I've had people threaten me. It just, you know, And it's because, you know, some patients do have mental illness. Some patients get mad, and you seem to be an easy target. Doctors are not supposed to fight back. Oh, I have no problem kicking somebody in the, you know, I have not, trust me, I could fight back. And we seem to be a, you know, we just seem to be a, what's it called, a something board where you could just, you know, yell and scream and whatever, sounding board. And most of them have apologized, except the one that grabbed my boob. He didn't. He got mad that I discharged him from the practice. I'm like, huh, you wonder why? Man, I should have broken his hand, but I didn't. We doctors can't do that. We have to do no harm. And that's probably why. That's probably why people think that we're an easy target, because we're supposed to do no harm. No. My job is to protect staff, protect the other patients. I will protect them with my life, and you will go down if I think you are going to hurt anybody in my office. Do no harm, my foot. I'm supposed to do no harm being your medical doctor, but once you become an assailant, oh, hell no. But unfortunately, and they're dealing with this in England, I'm not sure what the numbers are in America, but they say 3/4 are getting threats to home addresses, personal emails, personal phone numbers. It's bad. They stress that doctors and practice staff should never disclose their home address or email address or their familial connections. They should limit what sensitive data they publish in research papers. Okay, so why? What is going on? I mean, what would somebody, you know, have that much anger to kill their doctor? Well, yeah. One of the doctors I trained under was killed by her patient. Another doctor was shot first thing in the morning by his patient. I don't understand what it is, but when somebody has a mental illness, you can't think of the logic behind it. You can't, because remember, they're not thinking logical themselves. If somebody kills another person, you can't sit there with your sound mind breaking it down and trying to figure out what the hell is going on or what the hell they're thinking. You can't do that. You're not going to be able to. Somebody crazy won't have the same thought process as you. Why would anybody gun down their doctor in a parking lot? Or shoot them first thing in the morning? Why? I don't know. Because they didn't get pain medication? I mean, these weren't cases where somebody got the wrong leg chopped off. You know, maybe somebody dies in their family. Maybe somebody was the doctor, and they think that that person is responsible. But, you know, people die. Things happen. Let's say the doctor prescribed the medication. Somebody ends up having a side effect and dies. Look what happened with this lollipop case. Somebody licked a lollipop, marijuana lollipop, and he ends up having a heart attack. Is somebody going to shoot the maker of the lollipop? Let's say somebody drank some Jack Daniels. And, you know, got drunk one night and was in a DUI and killed somebody. Do you go after the person that made the Jack Daniels? No. Bad things happen. And doctors and nurses especially, where are the stories on all the assault and victimization that happens to nurses? You don't hear about that. The reason why is because they're afraid that people won't want to go into medicine. They won't want to go into nursing. I think every nurse should conceal carry. I think every nurse should be adept in Krav Maga or Kung Fu or some sort of martial arts, be able to defend themselves, defend others. They are always unfortunately, a situation where they could be attacked, more so than the doctor. Now, most doctors, I mean, in most fields, they'll come and protect the nurse, and they'll, you know, well, we saw the video. Like, we saw a video of this, which I went viral, and it unfortunately backfired. But apparently there was a mother and daughter who, I don't know, had some issue at the clinic because they had to wait. So the clinic gave them their money back, and apparently they were causing a scene. You don't see that on the video. You see the male doctor coming out into the lobby, asking them to leave. And he looked like he had the stance of protecting his staff. And then, I guess, the daughter was videotaping, so he took the phone, and I guess he was then in trouble with the law for taking the phone. Because the video was edited, and it only had the part of him coming out to the waiting room yelling at them to leave. But they got their money back, they just were causing a scene. And one even threatened that they were going to have a family member come down and kick the staff's butt, I believe. So, you know, now a male doctor is coming out to protect his female staff, and now he gets in trouble. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, you wonder why some people close up shop and say, to hell with this. This is one of the things. Honestly, it was one of the reasons why I closed up. I was tired of people coming to, you know, I don't like being touched inappropriately. I think being assaulted is ridiculous. I'd rather be me than my nursing staff. But, you know, people were coming in, and I mean, I don't have to put up with that. That's one of the reasons why I do medicine online. Nobody could touch my boob, and nobody could, you know, pat me on the butt. That's ridiculous. But it happens. And somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahl, you have security there. You can't really have security in the room when you're doing a prostate exam or a pap smear. I mean, honestly, me and a bunch of doctors were talking about female security guards, where the female is dressed up as the nurse, but she's a security guard. I mean, it gets that bad. This way we have a security guard in the room. But, that, I mean, is that fair to the patient? The patient thinks it's a nurse, and it's not. It's a security guard. But one of the reasons why I closed up shop is I was tired of, you know, being at risk. And doing telemedicine, it's great. I'm safer. Stupid to think like that, because the average, I mean, 99.99% of the patients are innocent and great people. But, you know, if England is telling their doctors to, you know, keep their personal stuff off social media, I think we all need to. You're not going to see my kids or my husband much on social media because they've asked me to not post, you know, every time they, you know, do something. I love posting pictures of them. Because, you know, I love my, oh, they're my little tushies. Oh, my God, a little day. They're my little kids day. And they're big boys now. And they're, but, you know, they're right. They don't want other people, you know, my kids know that I'm very public. They don't want other people looking at them and judging them and taking their picture. I get that. I get that. My husband, people think I'm single. I'm not single. I'm very married. But Corey doesn't want his picture out there. Not that he thinks he's going to be abducted. It's just he just doesn't want people looking at him. So, I, you know, I get it. I get it. And, you know, social media, we're going to actually, it's funny. The whole purpose of social media is to be out there and open. And we're going to start being very, very fake and being very, we already are. We're, you know, posting pictures of ourselves with filters that really aren't us. We're, you know, only putting out there what we want people to know. It's all marketing. It's not realism. It's not real. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines was this. An 18-year-old went against his parents' wishes and got vaccinated. So an 18-year-old in Ohio defied the wishes of his parents, decided to take his health into his own hands, and got vaccinated. It's a now viral Reddit post. Ethan Lindenberger explained that his parents believe vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He told the social media community that although his mother was angry at his decision, it was something he needed to do. Now, Lindenberger said Monday on Fox and Friends that his mother believes vaccines cause side effects like autism and brain damage, but he received five vaccines after getting information at his local public health department. He said, "I tried to give her as much evidence as I had, and it hasn't gotten across yet, but hoping that eventually it does." Lindenberger said that his 16-year-old brother wants to get vaccinated like him, but he must wait until he can legally do so at the age of 18. He also said that since getting vaccinated, he and his mother have talked a little bit more. I don't think he's grounded. I wonder if he's still living at home. He said this issue is more important than accidentally hurting someone's feelings for just disagreeing with them, and reaffirming that encouragement that I love her has allowed me to do that and pursue this story publicly. Oh, day! So he told his mama that he loves her. You know, that does make everything better. Honestly, with my kids, when my kids tick me off, if they go, I love you, mommy, I'm good. I am good. Even if they're faking it, I'm good. That I love you, mommy is so... You know what one kid did? I guess he knew I was going to rip him a new one because he was playing video games and not doing his homework. And so he goes, mommy, will you tuck me in? I was like, oh, you want me to tuck you in? You know, so I tuck him in, whatever. I walk out of there going, man, he just totally worked me. He did not want to be tucked in. He wanted to sit there and play his video game, but he knew that if I tucked him in, I would then leave for the night and not bug him and go to bed. I'm in bed before the kids are. That's a big problem in the household. I go to bed early and I wake up early. And so they could be roaming around, sneaking out at night. I have no idea because I'm asleep. Now, I'm a light sleeper, you know, but, you know, they know, but it doesn't matter because if they told me that they love me or they wanted me to tuck them in, even though they're practically grown up, it works. But this is making some headlines. The headlines are like kids going against their parents' wishes to get vaccinated. You know, we do have a problem with this growing fear of vaccines, but it's our fault, okay? People don't trust the government. So the more the government recommends vaccines, the more we're going to see people fight it. Now, people will say, well, then fine, it needs to be the doctors. The doctors need to recommend it. But here's the problem. People don't think doctors think on their own anymore. People think that doctors are now a stooge of the government. I am pro-vaccine, but people think I'm doing that because I'm scared I'll lose my license. I'm not saying that because I'm scared I'll lose my license. Yes, I do. Government and governing agencies do own you like that. But I have seen how vaccines protect and save lives. So I am truly for vaccines. But what doctors need to do is really have sit down, you know, and break down, you know, what it is that the patients are worried about. This is, if doctors and medical providers don't, and the government, don't listen to what their concerns are, we're going to continually have this distrust. Now, the government thinks it's because of fake news, fake media. I'm not talking about the Trump sort of fake news, but they think that people are reading online stories of kids getting autism. And so parents believe that, so how do you tell them to not believe what they read on the internet? Well, that would require education. Okay, you know, when a parent says that their child acted normally until after the shot, then we need to look into it. And then we need to give people a reason. These parents who say, look, my child is different, I have the video proof. They're being told many times, well, I don't know what it is, but it wasn't the vaccine. Okay, that doesn't help them. A parent wants to know what the hell happened to their kid. And then they tell a friend, and then everybody thinks it's a vaccine. And it might not have been the vaccine. You know, somebody has to go, look, the reason why we can't tell if it's a vaccine or not is because so many different things could cause that problem. And just because you got a vaccine a month or 2 months before doesn't necessarily mean that was the inciting event. You could have eaten something and it had a toxin the day before. You know, I mean, there are so many different things out there that cause neurological problems or autism-like developmental disabilities. You can't blame a vaccine that was given weeks ago. But then again, if there are side effects to the vaccines, we as parents deserve to know the numbers. So the problem that's going to happen, what's going to occur, is the U.S. is not going to be as much of a republic or a free society. The U.S., the government's going to take over, and they're going to mandate the vaccines. They're going to say, all right, everybody gets vaccinated. Now, when they started to do the swine flu vaccination campaign back in the 70s, a bunch of people got Guillain-Barré. The public does not like it when mass vaccination happens, especially when a current epidemic is not occurring. This is why this is such a very difficult issue. And if government comes in saying, these kids have to be vaccinated, are we talking about one vaccine? All right, everybody get their polio. All right, everybody get their measles. We're not talking about one. If the government comes in and mandates, which they've already started doing, and some states are doing that, where your child has to get all the vaccines, we are talking a lot of vaccines. Tetanus, MMR, hepatitis, varicella, HIB, Prevnar, rotavirus, polio, and then their boosters, influenza, meningitis. I mean, there are so, pertussis, there are so many vaccines. So the idea of, all right, everybody bring their child in to get a jab or get a shot. A lot of parents will be, you know what, I'm okay with that, it's just one shot. It's not. The vaccination program that we have is intricate and brilliant. I mean, it's amazing at what we were able to create and do. But to a lot of parents, it scares the living daylights out of them. And so, you know, I've been doing telemedicine. I've been taking care of, you know, people who have had the flu and, you know, kids who get the flu. And I ask mom and dad, I go, you know, did the kid get the flu shot? And the parents, they look kind of, they sound sad. And they're like, no, you know, we didn't. We're going to next year, though. No, we didn't. You know, and they sound regretful. You know, but again, the flu shot seems to be a little easier because it's like, all right, take your kids in, get the one shot and go. Our vaccination schedule is very complex. A lot of parents don't want to bring their kid in to a doctor's office with other sick kids when their kid is healthy. Bringing in your two-month-old to the doctor scares a lot of moms, but is anybody talking to them about this? You know, we just call everybody anti-vaxxers, and we make fun of them in the media. No, find out what it is they're concerned about. Maybe we need office. Maybe we need certain clinics built, designed just for vaccines, so parents don't have to bring their two-month-old next to a 10-year-old with strep. What is it that's worrying the parents about the vaccine? Because we're not going to solve this problem just making fun of them. 1-877 Dr. Ali. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.